CNN's Jake Tapper blows up SNL star Kenan Thompson's claim a vote for Trump is a vote for Project 2025. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 22, 2024. CNN's Jake Tapper corrected Saturday Night Live star Kenan Thompson's claim during his comedy skit at the Democratic National Convention, DNC, in which the SNL star falsely claimed a vote for former President Donald Trump is a vote for Project 2025. The comedian's skit was then immediately derailed by tech issues less than 6 minutes into his performance. All right, what's up, DNC? Thompson said before launching into a rant about Project 2025, which has been the victim of the greatest misinformation campaign since the Russia hoax, according to Heritage Foundation director Paul Dons. As Thompson continued with his skit, which transpired as more complaining about Project 2025 than it was actual comedy, the SNL star's performance was suddenly derailed. Less than 6 minutes into his skit, Thompson said, "Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff in here, Project 2025. But that's all we have time for at the moment," which solicited laughter from DNC audience members. The clip then cut to CNN's Jake Tapper, who corrected the comedian, informing viewers that President Trump's campaign has explicitly stated that Project 2025 is not a blueprint for a second Trump administration. Watch below. Saturday Night Live superstar Kenan Thompson delivering a comic rendition on police plans for the second Trump term, Tapper said. "We should note, of course, that President Trump and his campaign deny that Project 2025 is the blueprint for a second Trump administration. Notably, Trump has said, I know nothing about Project 2025. I have not seen it, have no idea who is in charge of it. And, unlike our very well-received Republican platform, had nothing to do with it. The radical left Democrats are having a field day. However, trying to hook me into whatever policies are stated or said," the 45th president added. "It is pure disinformation on their part. By now, after all of these years, everyone knows where I stand on everything. DJT. This is not the first time a celebrity has been cut off at the DNC. As Breitbart News reported, the DNC canceled legendary singer-songwriter James Taylor's performance on Monday night, claiming the raucous applause during speeches caused the event's schedule to run overtime. After that, 81-year-old President Joe Biden took the stage near midnight and proceeded to scream his farewell address and embrace divisive rhetoric, claiming Trump supporters can't think and can't read very well. During his speech, the president also promulgated a slew of debunked hoaxes, including the long-debunked Very Fine People hoax, in which leftists falsely claimed that then-President Donald Trump had referred to neo-Nazis as very fine people, when in fact, Trump condemned them totally. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.